Maryland History Day is a statewide competition involving nearly 19,000 students from 20 Maryland counties and Baltimore City. Students spend months researching topics that address the National History Day theme and participate in school and county competitions to qualify for the state contest. Mark Howell, who teaches at Westlake High School in Charles County, was named the 2014 Maryland Patricia Baring High School History Day Teacher of the Year. Here, he provides his perspective on History Day as a tool to both challenge students to hone their academic skills and gain an appreciation for the study of the past.
History Day has been evolving at Westlake High School in Charles County towards more excellent results each year. We teach the process of building quality projects. The skills necessary for a History Day project coincide with all the skills necessary for students to become proficient in studying and understanding history, and as a result, they become powerful historians in their own right. Each year, we oversee the production of hundreds of projects. In a short time, we have developed a culture in our school that acknowledges the importance of the study of history. I have trained our teachers in the process of creating History Day projects, sharing methods, tools, insights, and problem solving. Students must enter their papers online. Teachers use online tools to create better student writers. Teachers hold weekly workshops after school to help students improve their projects. Since teachers judge projects, they know what it takes to encourage students to dig deeper in the history surrounding their topics. When teaching history, we must introduce, teach, and encourage our students to use a multitude of primary sources. I have always required my students to write a research paper each quarter. The History Day historical paper is a logical fit. Regularly, I put students' papers on the screen and extol their excellent methods of style, format, and the use of primary sources. I use document analysis tools like Soapstone, an acronym for identifying the speaker, occasion, audience, purpose, subject, and tone of a document. We also use the close read method with documents regularly, which develops summarizing skills. When students are exposed to these techniques, they become excellent researchers looking for just the right excerpts to quote for their History Day projects. Developing excellent History Day projects takes time, planning, and evaluation. Since all the types of History Day projects require writing in some form, I require all of my students to write thesis statements and produce an outline of their project. Students creating exhibits do not glue anything to a backboard until I review all the parts and provide feedback and advice. Websites are shared in class, and students keep me updated on their progress. Documentary entries must provide written narration for approval before matching it with images. Students in the performance category go through a four-stage process of script writing, a basic run-through, a dress rehearsal, and a final performance. I use a variety of interview assignments, oral history assignments, so that students must interact with real, live history. Veterans, civic activists, experts of history, and witnesses to history are sought out every year to interview. We can never realize the impact we make on students when we teach them the skills to investigate the past. We are, however, laying a foundation of interest, care, and even love for what has gone before us. As they grow, their skills magnify and their interest multiplies so that the past lives on to shape them in profound ways. Thanks to History Day, history will be alive in the hearts and minds of our students as citizens of a great and promising future.
Learn how your students' classroom can sign up to compete in Maryland History Day or how the program aligns with Common Core standards on our website, mdhc.org. The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide educational nonprofit that uses the humanities, such as literature and ethics, to promote civic engagement and inform dialogue about critical issues. I'm Phoebe Stein, Executive Director of the Maryland Humanities Council, for WYPR, your NPR news station.